problem with Newcastle disease is you lose a lot of chickens at a relatively young age. So your survival rate is poor in unvaccinated groups. And the aim of the whole project that's been funded or run by the University of Sydney is to try and increase the vaccination rates in some of the pilot villages and then demonstrate as a result of that vaccination that there are some definable benefits. And those benefits could be simply more chickens surviving, and mm-hmm. then there, as a result of more chickens surviving, you either have more chickens to eat, more chickens to sell, or more eggs to eat. And that way, try and raise the level of nutrition and the diversity of nutrition in the village population.
My understanding is the vaccine for Newcastle disease, it's been around for a long time, but it's been a bit ineffective over there, and that's sort of where you're playing a role, Neville, in cold storage.
To a point, yeah. The vaccine, the current vaccine being used for Newcastle disease is regarded as being thermotolerant in that it's supposedly not affected enormously by some storage at higher than ideal or lower than ideal temperatures. But generally speaking, probably the biggest issue is trying to get enough coverage across a population to try and generate enough immunity in the population so that disease ceases to be a major problem.
Right. Is it expensive?
No. It's a very cheap vaccine as vaccines go, and I don't have the numbers here in front of me, but it's a cheap vaccine to buy, and it's a cheap vaccine to administer in that it's an eye drop vaccine. It's simply administered as a drop into the eye, and it's able to be done very quickly. So that's one of the big benefits of it.
You've just returned from a trip over there. How's the program been viewed by the local villagers?
I haven't been directly involved at that level. I did have some time with a lady who's doing a PhD in association with this program, and generally speaking, I think they're fairly happy with where it's at the present time. It's about 12 months into about a 3-year program in the pilot study. So, you know, it's a bit early to start saying we've got good repetitive cooperation from the villagers, because what happens in some of these projects, everyone gets very keen early, and then there's no hugely obvious benefit in the first 6 months, and then people start to lose enthusiasm. But she is of the view that right now that isn't proving to be an issue. But, you know, as they get into the wet season and the planting season and the cropping season, getting people to get their chickens to a central point for vaccination could be an issue. That's going to be a bit more obvious come not so much the November round of vaccinations, but the January, February round of vaccinations, because the plan is to try and get into each of these villages 3 times a year.
Have we got examples elsewhere in the world where this sort of program's worked in less fortunate villages?
Yeah, I understand it's worked reasonably well in Southern Africa, in not quite the same environment, but in not dissimilar circumstances in both Angola and Mozambique. It's been pretty successful. It's certainly they've been able to demonstrate a real benefit, particularly for women in rural villages. It's given them a lot more independence financially and some control of family finances. So they're applying with perhaps some modifications, I can't be sure of that, but they're certainly applying what they've learnt in Southern Africa in the last 10 years.
It's a win for the chooks, but also a win for the villagers if these mortality rates can be reduced.
Well, yeah, I mean, ultimately the aim is the villagers have to be the winners. I mean, the chooks, yeah, they'll be winners too, but really it's all about trying to lift that level of nutrition and perhaps disposable income, because really, you know, it'll mean that kids might get to school where they might not otherwise get to school. They'll get better nutrition and, you know, hopefully growth rates will be improved on their current circumstances, particularly in that group of children under 5 years of age.